Okay, so Councillor Lechiga, we speak through the chair.
Thank you.
We need to make sure accusing people, and we don't call people Derek, we call them director, okay?
The City of Peterborough approved an economic development update report at the Monday, August 10th meeting of Peterborough City Council. The report is the first produced since the city moved the economic development portfolio in-house at the beginning of 2025. While the report passed unanimously on consent at the August 10th meeting, some councillors expressed trepidation about the level of scrutiny council was being afforded over the economic development portfolio at the August 4th General Committee meeting the week before.
I mean, again, the question is here. I mean, when we brought this in-house, there was an active file. It was called PKD at that time that was doing economic development. For me, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's active files on there. What we were looking for is the board of directors would become city council. That person then would report to city council on economic development. And certainly some of those people might be attached. They weren't, but that's neither here nor there. But certainly that file, for me, should be more active and farther along than it is. Because this is the first time since we hired a director, outside of a couple of emails, that we've had a report on economic development. We held the former executive director's feet to the fire to come here every quarter and make a report on economic development. So that was the plan, that we would become the board. Then we'd hire a new economic developer or a director that we have now. So for you saying that we're moving along, I'm sorry, I don't see that.
That was Councillor Keith Riel. He's been critical of the way the city has brought economic development in-house for quite some time. Riel's colleague, Councillor Joy Lechiga, is also the co-liaison of the Economic Development Committee. She says she was blindsided by some of the strategic priorities mentioned in the report, specifically the Peterborough Aerospace and Defense Cluster, or PADC, which she says she was not alerted to until after the launch had happened.
My question, quite sincerely, as a co-liaison to this committee and sitting in meetings, I have not, in this year, had a situation where we had convened what those priorities were going to be. For example, foreign direct investment and the FDI, that's what we're talking, foreign direct investment. I didn't know that the Peterborough Aerospace and Defense Cluster was happening until after it had occurred. And this is a strategic priority of economic development.
Lechiga specifically asked who was responsible for organizing the PADC, to which Economic Development Director Daryl Julot replied that the initiative was started at the suggestion of the Lumex Group, an aviation consultant firm located in Cavan Monaghan.
Through the chair, so on the cluster specifically, so that was an initiative that was presented to us by Lumex. As they had previously participated in.
The back and forth between Lechiga and Julot resulted in the councillor using up all of her speaking time, at least under the ruling of Chair Andrew Beamer. And Lechiga was barred from asking any follow-up questions.
If I may, so came to who? To just you, Daryl? Or was there other council members or
no.
Other...
Just okay, so Councillor Lechiga, we speak through the chair.
Thank you.
We need
the chair
to make sure accusing people, and we don't call people Derek, we call them director. Okay? Director Julot.
It was with all due respect. My apologies.
To Councillor Lechiga.
The PADC was officially launched on June 23rd when 60 representatives for local defense sector businesses gathered for a meeting to establish the group and identify its strategic priorities. One of the businesses represented was Woodward Inc., an American aerospace parts manufacturer who also manufactures missile control systems for unmanned aerial vehicles. Woodward acquired a manufacturing facility on Fisher Drive in Peterborough in 2025 from French defense manufacturer Safran. However, despite National Defense Minister David McGuinty and Peterborough MP Emma Harrison's expressed hopes for the company's expansion and Woodward's own participation in the PADC, the company announced in July that they would be closing their Peterborough plant to the loss of 165 jobs and relocating their manufacturing operations to Poland. Councillor Gary Baldwin made reference to the closure of the Woodward plant in comments at the August 4th meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Andrew? I'm just wondering through you if I might ask either Director Nelson or Commissioner Nelson or Director Juliet. Recently, we've had two major employers announce that they are leaving the city of Peterborough. I'm just wondering, in terms of process, what has economic development done? I know you've reached out. I wonder if you could explain kind of the process that would go through from Director Juliet's perspective when we hear a major employer leaving or contemplating leaving the city.
Mayor Jeff Leal also clarified that he did not have a direct part in organizing the PADC, but rather decided to attend when he was informed about it by Juliet.
Hey, Mayor Leal.
Thanks very much, Mr. Chair. Maybe I'll quickly address the aerospace and defense event that was held a number of weeks ago. I had no involvement in organizing it. My role strictly was there. I was invited to provide some opening remarks. Also, a deputy minister from the Ontario government was there. His role, of course, is to coordinate the defense procurement with manufacturers right across the province of Ontario. In my world, you always extend courtesy when a deputy minister or minister is coming into your community. So it was my role to be there to welcome that deputy minister.
Leal also noted the Mark Carney government's focus on defense spending. From 2025 to 2026, the Liberal government spent more than $63 billion on defense across the sector, contributing just under $10 billion to Canada's gross domestic product.
We are seeing now in Canada, of course, the biggest advancement in the defense sector since the Second World War. This is an enormous opportunity for any manufacturers and businesses that are in that area to take advantage of what that has to offer. Good paying jobs, high technology right across the country. And of course, with Mr. Juliet's work, we're very pleased that Fairbanks Morris, of course, that acquired the Rolls-Royce Naval Propulsion Systems here in Peterborough, has designated that office as their Canadian headquarters, which will be very helpful indeed.
While the PADC has been put forward as a cornerstone of economic development in Peterborough, it's unclear how reliable defense investment could actually prove for long-term economic growth. Putting aside the instability in the sector evidenced by the Woodward withdrawal, there's also economic data that shows defense investment might not be the best use of government resources. A 2020 study of defense spending over a 30-year period in 35 developing countries by Pakistani economist Muhammad Azam found a net negative correlation between defense spending and economic growth, implying that defense spending might actually stifle the economy overall. In the United States, meanwhile, a 2021 study from the RAND Corporation found that, quote, prioritizing defense spending over infrastructure investment, a long-standing domestic concern, might undermine economic growth, unquote, and concluded that, quote, infrastructure spending has a greater impact on economic growth in the long run than defense spending does, end quote. While defense spending creates jobs locally, it doesn't pay long-term dividends like investment in infrastructure, education, healthcare, and transportation. While Mayor Jeff Leal has been a repeated advocate of supporting Canadian manufacturing, a point he reiterated at the August 10th meeting, the aforementioned Woodward Inc. is an American multinational corporation. Right now, it's unclear what the long-term economic benefit of a development strategy which favors the aggressive promotion of the defense sector could be for the city of Peterborough. Then again, with a whole new council potentially sitting in November of 2026, there is no telling how Peterborough's economic development strategy could change in the next 4 years. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.